Have you ever wished you had more faith? I have. Maybe it's human to do so, especially perhaps in moments of some suffering or some tragedy or something in our lives that produces a bit of doubt, maybe despair, to say, Lord, I wish I had more faith. Well, that's what the disciples do, as Warner just read for us. They come to Jesus and say, increase our faith. Give us more faith. And I think perhaps we're right there with them, aren't we? Give us more faith. But Jesus says to them, as Jesus often does, he rarely directly answers questions and requests. Instead, he says to them, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, and I thought I had some mustard seed at home, and I didn't. I was going to bring one in, but you wouldn't be able to see it anyway because it's so small. If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea. Now, I don't know why you'd want to uproot a mulberry tree and plant it in the sea, but the point is, you could do something impossible, amazing. In Matthew's telling of this moment, he says, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could tell this mountain here to move. And the point of this is, it's not the size that matters when it comes to faith. It's not how much you have, it's how you use it. And I think Jesus, some have interpreted what Jesus says as a bit of a rebuke at the disciples. But I don't read it that way. I read it as an encouraging word. I know you feel like you don't have enough faith, but you've got plenty, because if you have even the tiniest amount of faith, you can do great things. I think Paul is offering Timothy a similar message. He uses different language, but he's offering a very similar message. Now, it is under dispute rather whether Paul himself actually wrote the letter that we have as 2 Timothy. But I'm going to put that aside. We don't know exactly the situation that Timothy was in either. But you may remember, Timothy is Paul's young protege, one of his young colleagues that Paul has mentored, and Timothy is now off doing the work of an apostle as well. And it's clear if you read the beginning of this letter and continue reading it, that Timothy is having a bit of a problem with faith as well. We're not sure what's going on. Perhaps he's encountered some people who aren't very receptive to his message. Perhaps he's simply having his own bit of self-doubt. But Paul says to him, remember your faith. Remember the seed of faith that has been planted in you. Paul doesn't use that language, but he's saying essentially the same thing. Remember that seed of faith. Remember the seed of faith that was planted in you by your grandmother, Lois, by your mother, Eunice. That seed of faith that now is growing in you. And know that you've got everything you need to do your work. I love the reference to these two women, the grandmother and the mother of Timothy. How many of you were influenced in your faith by a grandparent or a parent or some relative? Or maybe a teacher or a pastor or just a friend? Think for just a moment of at least one person who had a huge impact on you in terms of your faith and your growth. Can you all think of at least one person? Think of that person for just a moment. And thank God for that person. But I suspect, I might be wrong, but when the people I think of, I suspect many of these folks who had such a huge impact on us did it often in very small ways. I was thinking, because grandparents are mentioned, I was thinking of my grandfather, my grandpa Pierce, my mother's father. Now, I was the youngest in my family, and by the time I was beginning to grow up, my grandparents, one of whom had died long before I was born, and the others were all seemingly ancient to me. I now realize they were, you know, in their 70s or something, but they seemed just ancient. But I remember my grandfather Pierce, I'll mention, he had been a school teacher, he'd been a school administrator, and ended his career as the dean of the business school at Bowling Green State University in Ohio. His whole life involved with education and teaching. Now, I didn't know any of this, and I didn't know that at this time my grandfather was going through some serious depression after having retired, figuring out what to do with his life. I didn't know any of this. But what I remember specifically, one moment, I was probably about 6 or 7, very young, and this was just before my grandparents moved into a nursing home, but I was at their house, and my grandfather gave me a book. And I remember him sitting at his desk and inscribing this book to me with my full name, to Stephen William Elderbrock, from Grandpa and Grandma Pierce, with the date written out. And he gave me this book. I thought this must be the most valuable book in the entire world. You know, wow. Now, it turns out it's an old textbook. It was a sample copy or something. You know, it's from the 40s. It's worth nothing. You know, it has no monetary value. But it has these stories in it, one of which is Treasure Island. And I ate that up. I read it again and again and again. And the fact that my grandfather had given me this book, wow. And I credit my grandfather with giving me a love of learning and books through this small gesture, almost meaningless, simply writing some things in a book and giving it to me. But it had a huge impact on my life. But it was such a small thing. And I'd never remember my grandpa telling me, "I love you." But I'll tell you, when he handed me that book, boy, I knew it. Small gesture. I also then think of my grandma Pierce making gingerbread cookies. Very thin. We still have the recipe. Very thin gingerbread cookies she would make every year. And then I would, for a couple years, again, before they moved to the nursing home, I remember putting the little red hot candies in these gingerbread men for the eyes and the buttons. Again, I don't remember any words being spoken, but the taste of that gingerbread cookie, oh, to taste it again one more time. But I knew there was love in the world and there was a God. Very simple, small things. But I'll tell you, those seeds were planted in me and they grew and had a huge impact. I suspect the same is true for that person that you're thinking of this morning. Faith the size of a mustard seed, a gesture of insignificance, a smile, a hug, an encouraging word, can make a huge difference in someone's life. Such a wonderful reminder for us as individuals and as a congregation. Often it's the little things we do or fail to do that are of such great importance. We get caught up in the big stuff. But it's the little things we do and do again and get used to doing that can really plant seeds of faith in others. Faith the size of a mustard seed, an insignificant gesture full of love, can make a huge difference, especially to children as we pass along our faith and our love. Faith the size of a mustard seed, faith planted as seeds in us, can then be planted as small, even insignificant moments in others. As we head into another week, let me just leave you with what I think is this powerful reminder about faith. It doesn't matter how much faith we have. What matters is that we live it in every single small, insignificant detail of every word we speak and every action we take. That's how faith is revealed and shared, and that's how seeds are planted. Amen.